This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Crows. Many folks find these birds annoying, yakking it up, lauding their territory, while others find a symbolism to the bird. Crows are pretty impressive. That symbolism varies greatly throughout the world, but in practical terms, crows are pretty impressive birds. While some may think it's gross to find them eating remains on the side of the road, others are grateful they're cleaning it up and nourishing themselves at the same time. Scavenging is not their primary diet, just convenient. Crows are crafty foragers that sometimes follow adult birds to find where their nests are hidden. They sometimes steal food from other animals. The Cornell University lab reports that a group of crows was seen distracting a river otter to steal its fish, and another group followed common mergansers to catch minnows the ducks were chasing into the shallows. They also sometimes follow songbirds as they arrive from a long migration flight and capture the exhausted birds. Crows also eat from outdoor dog dishes and take fruit from trees. There are approximately 31 million American crows throughout southern Canada and the continental United States. They mate for life. The oldest wild crow known was 16. A crow in captivity lived to 59. Crows collaborate in extended family groups to rear their young. Some are five generations. They have 250 unique calls to communicate among themselves. Some crows literally have a nest in the city and one in the country and commute back and forth daily. Crows have been known to make and use tools. Research also shows that they can recognize individual humans and remember them for up to 2 years. So if you've been visited by a crow chatting with you out in the garden, he or she may recognize you from last year. Find out more at GardenBite.com and find Garden Bite on Facebook and Twitter, too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.